sent to the stand for telling me, try to get a message to my own players. I've never done anything, I've never shouted at a referee or the linesman or got involved in anything. All I did was when the ball was dead, I've gone on to my, yeah, I've gone to the pitch, but you've seen it out there, it's only a yard for the box. So he's, you know, he's a French lad and he's not got the best English, so I'm on there explaining what he's got to do when the play restarts, and I get sent to the stand. Honestly, it makes
Let's talk about the game. It's a cracking cup tie. You should have had it.
Well, it's a cup tie that Dunfermline played great. They were, you know, bossing the game, scored two goals, took everything that they threw at us, defended really well. And then, let's be honest, I think Willie, if he was honest, was trying to whip across into the back post because he's very good at whipping it into that area. But he's going to misscrew it a wee bit or not find the right line, but it's swerving all the place, and it's a difficult one for the goalie. So, but you always know when it's a 2-0 scoreline in a team, because there were still, what, 15, what did he score, 15 minutes?
10 minutes left.
10 minutes? Mm-hmm. When he scored, was there?
That's more than that. Time flies when you're enjoying yourself.
You know, that gave them the lift, and we broke away three or four times and chose the wrong options. And you know what you've got to do in these areas is hold the ball and make sure it doesn't come back at you quick and give them a lift. And I've got to say, there was two or three times that we felt their players were filled, particularly the wee French boy just before the free kick that they got. He was taken right out of the play and never got it, and the referee played on. And then we get a foul against us. So some strange decisions going on in the last two or three minutes, and when the ball comes in for the corner, Gagan's actually the one that scored. He's headed it down on his leg and it's wet in the net, so I don't think any of their players got anything on it.
And they're not claiming it?
No, it was a Gagan own goal. You know, the ball's swerving in, obviously it's coming in at an angle and he's tried to head it out, but it's caught the wrong side of his head and dropped down and went into the corner of the net. But you know, the team was perfect, brilliant today. I thought Dunfermline were excellent today, and we knew it was a hard cup tie. We knew everybody fancied them. If you read all the papers, everybody tipped them to go through, but they got a lift at the right, you know, with time to go, and they took advantage of it. But having said that, I thought it could easily have been 4-0 to us at one time. Shawnee Burns right through. I thought it must have been inches past the post when he drove into the box for one or two other good opportunities. But I'm really pleased, because I said to him before the game that you know, we always play for a win and we're in a winning position, but we said, you know, if it got to the stage where we would, you know, as long as we didn't lose the game today, difficult place to come, but you'll have to be well up for it, because Stranraer, and they've been on a good run. But I thought we were by far the better team today, up until they got the goal and it gave them a lift. And it was, but as you say, for the spectators, it was a really good cup tie. There was not an inch given, but both teams are still in the next round, and we've got it all to do again. But we've now got the advantage because we're at home, and we've always done well against them at home. So hopefully we can do it again.
Do you think you sat in your team sat in?
No, they didn't sat in. I think you've got to listen. At 2-0, they look beat. Right, it was going to take something, you know, out of the blue to get them back into it, and it was a shot. There wasn't it. I don't think it was a shot. I think it was a cross. I think he's put it into a great area, or tried to put it into a great area, and he's capable of doing that. But he's got lucky. It's swerved and was bending, and it's been on target rather than into the area that he probably played for, hoping somebody would come in for it. But fair dues, it's, you know, it's a difficult ball for the goalkeeper, and it's went into the net. But it's exactly what they want in a cup tie. You don't have to lose. You're 2-0 down. You get a goal out of the blue, and then most teams are going to sit back because they're going to throw everything at you. But having said that, we dealt with it great. And when we broke away, I just felt there was times we went to try and score a third goal, when at times we could have just killed the game and played out. But that's what you get with some young naive boys. You know, they want to go and score at the time. It's knowing when to do it in games, situations like that. We could have seen it out, but we certainly didn't sat back intentionally, because we didn't need to, because we were so much on top. but that goal changed the game for them, and it meant we had to dig in. We knew they would come at us, and they did, but we stood firm until the last minute when they got a corner, and then we've put the ball in the net. So, you know, the team's got nothing to be down about. We're not down about the performance. We're just, it feels like a win for them, and it feels like a loss for us. So, because we would have been in a great position, it would have been a great result coming down here. But I'll tell you what, you know, it'll still be a good cup tie when we play the replay, and but we'll have the home advantage and a good crowd behind us. So we've always done well against them up at our ground. So we need to go and do it again.
It was great. Cheers. All right. Thanks, Jim.